Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by why don't you both just take turns introducing yourself, your name and your title with the new comedy club.
Well, my name is Ken Water, and I am one of the partners of the Gibbehoot Comedy Club.
And my name is Erwin Weinstein, and I am the other partner of the Gibbehoot Comedy Club.
And as they mentioned, it's the Give a Hoot Comedy Club. It's going to be opening this Friday in Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's going to be located inside the La Mexicana restaurant at 16143 Shady Grove Road, Gaithersburg, Maryland. Know the area well. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank
No,
you.
no problem. Appreciate it.
All right. So let's move through chronologically through the events. But actually, you know what? Before we even get to this weekend's events, we'll make them wait for that. I want to know sort of the backstory. Why was now a good time to try to open a comedy club? Have you guys, been thinking about doing this for a while, or why do you think it was the right time and place?
Well, I mean, Ken and I have been friends for probably 15 years. We started doing open mic comedy together, and somewhere in the last 7 or 8 years, we kept toying with the idea of opening a comedy club. And we talked to some venues, and it was actually a ch much more of a challenge than we thought it would be finding a venue open to having a comedy club inside. So over the years, we've had some near misses. And then, of course, the pandemic hit, so we stopped looking. And we've worked before with La Mexicana for fundraisers because, we've done, gosh, Ken, how many fundraisers do you think we've done together in Montgomery County prior to the club?
Oh, it's got to be 20, 25 at least.
At least, yeah, maybe even more. And when we discussed it, somewhere during the pandemic, we came up with the idea that when we open a comedy club, which we never stopped the idea of doing, we wanted it to give back to the community. So within that time frame, the concept of Give a Hoot Comedy Club was born. The idea being each show we do each weekend, we would donate part of our proceeds to local Montgomery County, Maryland nonprofits. So I don't know, sometime early in mid last year, I was sitting down with Ash, who owns La Mexicana, and we pitched it again. And this time, when we pitched the entire idea with the nonprofit tie-in and everything, he jumped in with both feet. And that's kind of how it was born.
Wow, that's great. And are you guys both local originally, or how'd you make your way to DMV?
Well, I was born and raised in New Jersey, but I left there when I was 17, came to the University of Maryland, got married, stayed here, and I've been here, my goodness, probably 45 years.
And I was actually born in New York. And after I graduated, wow, I speak well, don't I? I know that was terrible. I sounded like one of the characters from Warner Brothers. I had to wabbits.
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, thank you.
College. We're going to college.
Yeah, going to college. But anyway, I graduated college in I graduated college in New York and took a job in Maryland, moved to Montgomery County in the late 80s, and I've lived in Montgomery County other than a couple of years since. I got married and divorced in Montgomery County and remarried here. So yeah, with a couple of kids, and yeah.
Wow, awesome. And then why did we one final bit of housekeeping before we get to the actual weekend lineup. What how did La Mexicana, the restaurant, how did that why did that be was that a great spot? I know you said you'd hosted fundraisers and stuff before, but why just generally if our listeners are from the area and wanting to go out for a night of comedy, why is that like such a sweet spot to do it? Because you can get dinner and everything too, I assume.
Well,
Yeah,
yeah.
they have a really nice private room that they let us have, and they have a full menu, and they are as into the concept as we are. They really are very excited about having us there.
Great. Is there anything else you wanted to add? I thought I heard you chiming in
Well, yeah.
there.
I mean, yeah. I mean, just what Ken said. I mean, he nailed it right on the head. I mean, La Mexicana, once we gave them the concept, I mean, they've always loved our comedy shows and the fundraisers we did there, but once we gave them the concept, I mean, Ash and his father, who own the La Mexicana restaurants, jumped right in, and they're even, thinking forward on what we can do to the room to even keep building on it. So you couldn't ask for a better partner.
That's awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go into this weekend's festivity. So it all begins Friday afternoon. I think you said 3 p.m. with a ribbon cutting. Tell me, what's the deal with the ribbon cutting? Tease that if any of our listeners want to head out there and watch you all, you know, make it official.
Sure. The ribbon cutting is going to be at 3 p.m. on Friday at La Mexicana. The Chamber of Commerce for Germantown Gaithersburg is going to host it for us. They are reaching out and seeing what dignitaries, city officials or county officials, they can have come to it. There'll be some light refreshments supplied by La Mexicana as well. And yeah, it's just going to be a fun time. I mean, Ken and myself will be there. My wife will be there, who is... She is the one that is actually in charge of the nonprofits. She actually gets them booked and gets them scheduled within the schedule of the comics we have.
Awesome. Well, that's a perfect segue. What? Let's go into the comics you have. Who's going to be performing, cracking us up, making us laugh, making our bellies hurt from laughing the first night, opening night?
Well, it's going to be Chris Kocha. He's out of Pennsylvania. Chris has a pretty long resume of appearances and things he's done. He's been on Comedy Central. So, you know, he's very funny. He's really, you know, I've worked with him many times. I really enjoy his comedy.
Awesome.
And
then,
and
oh, go ahead.
And
go
Ken
ahead.
And I'll... And Ken and I are both stand-up comics. We're going to do a set just because, you know, it's a grand opening, so we're going to do a set. I'll probably be the host.
Oh, you guys will actually do a little bit? You'll tell some jokes to yourselves?
Well, we will. We will. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, that's awesome. So you'll open and before the headliner that night. All right, cool.
Correct.
All right, and then who else do we got going on throughout the weekend? Obviously, it's, you know, not only opening night. We're going to brand it as opening weekend of the new Give a Hoot Comedy Club. So who else we got throughout the weekend?
Well, no, for the weekend you do the same comic. I mean, it's still
okay,
Chris
gotcha.
Kocha.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you don't you bring in a comic for Friday and Saturday. You don't, because you're not going to have people aren't going to come both nights most likely. I mean, occasionally you get that, but most likely there'll be several people. There'll just be a different comic the following weekends after that.
Gotcha. And will most of those going forward, will those also be, you know, like 2 day stays, you know, two nights in a row?
Yes, they are. I mean, we bring in a whole new slate of comics for each weekend, and they, you know, whoever works Friday also works Saturday.
Okay, great. I know it's probably, you know, all still in flux coming together, you know, as far as who else is going to be coming, but if you have any to tease, in the upcoming weeks, go for it. We'd love to hear who all's coming.
Well, I mean, I could go through the month of June if you want. Usually you book comedy about 6 months out because, you know, comics like to know where they're going to be, kind of like your own job. You know
sure.
What your schedule is for a long time. But I mean, up and coming.
Well,
I mean,
why don't
next...
you just, you know, in over the next, like, you know, a couple weeks and maybe like over the next month. Yeah.
Okay. So January 27th and 28th, we have John Knight. He has done dry bar comedy and many other things. He's out of the Pittsburgh area. John is real funny comic. Then on February 3rd and 4th, we have Moody McCarthy, who's actually been on the late night with David Letterman twice. And I think he's also been on Conan. And then on February 10th and 11th, we have Howard G. Gaskins. For those people in Baltimore area and even some around here, you'll remember Howard G. is the Kiss My Bumper guy.
Kiss My Bumper. Just kiss it.
Yep, that's Howard G. So he'll be here then. And then the next one in February after that is Jay Black, who's been an actor on the Hallmark Channel. He's also been – he was the College Comedian of the Year twice. Super funny guy. He'll be here after that. And then I think our last one in February is Kevin Lee, who has been on Last Comic Standing. He's got a special coming out next year on, I think it's Amazon. So yeah, we're using a lot of the best out there in the Northeast. of what we call the road dogs. The guy, you're not going to get Larry the Cable Guy to do an 80 person room, that kind
Sure,
of thing.
sure.
So.
No, it's great. It sounds like a great lineup. And then of course, head over to giveahootcomedy.com to see all of the different people that are going to be performing in the coming months. But that's good. That gives me a little, whet their appetites over the next month or so. That's good. And then did I, before we run, did I also read that a portion of the proceeds will go to a local charity?
Yes, we got what we're basically doing is we're taking our gross proceeds or sales. We subtract the actual cost of the show, which is the comics, the lodging, and the advertising. And then we take whatever's left, split it 50-50 with the charity. And, all the operating expenses come out of our half, not the charity's half.
Oh, that's really great. And do you know what's the charity this year? Do we know yet?
This weekend coming up is going to be Comfort Cases. Comfort Cases, what they do is they help kids entering the foster system by giving them essentially a backpack with all their basic needs as they enter the system and they get placed. Because what they found was a lot of the kids, when they were being placed in the past, weren't given the proper supplies just to live when they went into a foster system. And the backpack keeps them from having. Are you going much more than a sentence here, aren't
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you can go longer if you want. I didn't know how much you
Yeah.
knew about each one, but just yeah, anything you can tell me so I can say this charity does this charity does that,
Yeah.
Basically, what Comfort Cases does is they give children who are entering the foster care system backpacks for their belongings because typically they're given trash bags to carry their things from wherever they may be to home or whatever their journey is. They're typically given a trash bag to carry their belongings. So it kind of it makes it like someone cares. You're not carrying your things around in a black 50-gallon trash
That was Cortland Schaffer-Kelly. She's actually not only my wife, but she is the person who does the nonprofit arm of Give a Hoot Charities.
right, so that's this weekend's charity. Do you want to tease any of the upcoming ones?
I'll let her
He's
continue.
giving it back to me again. All right, so the following weekend we have Stepping Stones Shelter, which is a very small family shelter located in Rockville. Basically, it's they have up to six families at a time, and it's kind of like the name implies, it's kind of between being unhoused to gaining permanent housing. So it's the stepping stone between so that they can get on their feet and find permanent housing. And they provide them with a room and all of the necessities that they would need, like bedding and furniture and linens and things like that, which they are allowed to then, they're given all of that to take with them to their new apartment slash house, wherever they find themselves permanently living. So it's kind of
Great.
like a transition for them.
Cool. And then are there maybe do we have room for one more coming up or is that good, do you think?
Yeah, the weekend after that we'll be partnering with a wider circle.
Oh, I know them well, Mark Burgell. I used to drive trucks for them.
Okay, cool.
They pick up donated furniture items, anything people want to donate, they'll send like a U-Haul truck and load it out for free for you, put it in the truck, and then they carry it to a big sort of storage facility over on River Road in Bethesda, and then families in need can come by and pick up a bed, a mattress, a desk, or a table, whatever they need.
Yeah, that's a good summary of what they do.
Yeah, when we
Very
yeah,
cool.
as we keep going here, you realize we can talk, we'll all be able to talk for about an hour, so I don't know how much time you're going to need from us.
Right.
No, that's okay. We'll actually wrap it up. Well, I guess before we run, pretend I'm not here, like you're talking directly to our listeners. Say, hey, come on, DC, DMV area. Come. Here's why you should come on out this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, everybody, you should really come out to the Give a Hoot Comedy Club. We got amazing scheduled comics, and you get some good food, get a couple margaritas, and laugh the night away.
Awesome. And did I see in the press release something about this is the how did you word it? It's the first what did we call it? The first
First
full-time comedy
full-time
club
comedy. Yeah,
in
first
Montgomery
full-time comedy
County or
club in Montgomery County.
All right, could I have you say that again?
Yeah, this is the, yep,
Go
Give a
ahead.
Hoot Comedy Club is the first full-time comedy club in Montgomery County.
That's crazy. Why? That's crazy to think that there really hasn't been another one. I guess maybe just like a part-time one or something.
They attempted to open one 10 years, 12 years ago in Bethesda, but it lasted a week.
Oh, man.
And there is, I mean, there is other shows. There's other people that do weekly shows. There's other people that do monthly shows within Montgomery County. But we are going to be, you know, full-time. The eventual hope is to get to having some kind of entertainment 5 days a week, 5 nights a week. You know, Sundays will be, we're calling them special event Sundays or alternative entertainment Sundays, where we're going to do, there's a murder mystery, or there's going to be things that will be a little different than comedy, but there'll be comedy aspects to it.
Gotcha. That's cool. So you said there'll be, what'd you say? Like a murder mystery comedy kind of a deal?
Yeah. Like a comedy murder mystery.
Gotcha. Get your glass onion knives out on.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, exactly. That's funny. For example, February 19th, we have something called Couples Therapy, which is kind of a humorous way to bring couples and get couples involved in a show and talk about, you know, where the comics kind of comment about their, about marriage and things like that. It's a very popular show. March 12th, we're doing something called Lesson Plans to Late Night. It's about the journey of being a teacher, this comic who was a teacher and eventually ended up on late night television. And he was just, some of the things that he runs into with the kids, you know, like almost like a kid say the darndest thing.
Oh, I loved kids say the darndest things.
Right. Awesome. It's not exactly that, but the comic was a teacher for many years. And, you know, he just has all these things that he's presenting about what it was like to with the lesson plans and how the kids reacted. It's very humorous. I've seen it. And the schedule will continue to fill out as we go.
Awesome. Well, again, thanks so much for joining us. It's the Give a Hoot Comedy Club. It's going to be in Gaithersburg, Maryland, right off Shady Grove. It's on Shady Grove Road, but it's sort of right around, I think it's right. Isn't it right where like 370, 355, Shady Grove Road? It's kind of where they all yes. sort of come together down there. So.
Yep, that's exactly where it is.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck with the opening weekend, and we'll have to come have you back on, you know, throughout, you know, as we go forward here, you know, when you get some cool comedians coming in and stuff.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. I mean, you could even at times bring the comedians on if you're up to it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. But it was good to chat with, you know, the creators here for the initial, you know, the big bang here. And then we can follow up with some comedians. That'd be great.
Sounds good. All right.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.